Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
What's up, YouTube? Drill Sergeant here, and it's been a while since I got to wear the drinking hat. And some things just drive you to drink. Some days are better to drink than others, and today, it's because we're here again. We're here again, staring at the underreported fact that the oil industry is still doing the incomprehensibly sinister things they've always done. 2 weeks ago, the Keystone XL pipeline burst again. And I say again, and you say to yourself, well, how many times has that happened? I haven't heard about it much. You're 100% right. It's only been 28 times since 2010. Here, check this out.
Welcome back, everyone. Here to live now from Fox, I'm your host, Mike Pace. We come on with some breaking news that we want to bring to you. Massive developments coming out of North Dakota, where officials have shut down the Keystone oil pipeline in North Dakota after a rupture has led to the release of oil. So with the very latest here that we are getting from our partners and team members, the Keystone oil pipeline ruptured this morning in North Dakota with the spill confined to an agricultural field. An employee working at the site near Fort Ransom heard a mechanical bang and shut down the pipeline with about 2 minutes. Spill investigation programs are underway right now and trying to look at what caused this rupture. Oil was reported surfacing about 300 yards south of the pump station in a field. Emergency personnel responded to the site. The cause of the rupture and the volume of crude oil spilled are not immediately clear.
That was 2 weeks ago. Here's 2 years ago.
Cleanup crews are responding to the largest onshore oil spill in these United States in nearly a decade.
Listen to this. A section of the Keystone pipeline ruptured, dumping hundreds of thousands of gallons of oil in Kansas Creek. The pipeline's operator says roughly 14,000 barrels of oil were lost, which equates to almost 600,000 gallons of crude. The EPA says the spill has been contained and no drinking water was affected. Still a potential environmental catastrophe. Look at that.
Those pictures.
5 years ago.
So that could take quite a long time to come up with an exact answer as to why there was a failure of the pipe.
A total of 210,000 gallons of oil have leaked from the Keystone Pipeline in Marshall County in the U.S. state of South Dakota. A spokesman for the state's Department of Environment and Natural Resources said this is the largest Keystone oil spill to date in South Dakota. Crews shut down the pipeline on Thursday morning and officials are investigating. There were no initial reports of the oil spill affecting waterways, water systems or wildlife. In April 2016, there was a 400-barrel release. The majority of the oil cleanup was completed in 2 months.
As a matter of fact, the Keystone XL pipeline has in total, to date, leaked 1.2 million gallons of tar sands oil over the largest aquifer in North America. I'll say it again, just to make sure you get it, just to make it clear. 1.2 million gallons of tar sands oil over the largest aquifer in North America. Drink up. Drink up. We won't have a planet soon. Excuse me. That's hyperbole. It'll be maybe 100 years before we don't have one. So that's not so soon. But it is inevitable if we don't do something now. And that's the one that, if you remember, the State Department under Obama said that it wouldn't cause any problems. It's not a big deal to the environment. You remember this?
The White House says it will consider the State Department's recommendation for the controversial Keystone Pipeline project. The pipeline would extend from western Canada to Nebraska and then connect with existing pipelines to Texas refineries. Friday's report stopped short of an endorsement, but it did say the project does not pose a threat to the environment, as opponents claim.
It's funny how they came to that conclusion. I have no idea. Luckily, we had a president who cared about the environment, who cared about the American people, and not his own golden-lined pockets. The next president came in and said, who cares? Give me the money. Give me the money. So I'm drinking. We can do some actions. We can do some things here. But no matter what, I need you to know, you have to understand, no matter what we do, we're in it. Like, this is it. It's here. And it's not going to change. If we stopped everything, every single bad thing, and turned into Star Trek universe tomorrow, the earth is going to go through another 50 years of what we've done to it, and another 100 years of trying to get back to just where we were today. That's the fact. So now we're talking about mitigating the damage. Now we're talking about understanding how to survive an influx of mass migrations. That's happening, whether we do anything right now or not. But fine, we're talking about oil spills. At the very least, we can stop oil from spilling onto farmlands into the water system, right? It's an obsolete form of energy now that we have science and technology. Now that we have solar and we can maybe make better batteries, even though that's destroying the land too, because you have to dig for the lithium. Anyway, the biggest problem is no one is talking about it. Just to find the clips that I can get you has already been a feat of magnificent proportions. It has destroyed farmland that can never be used for anything else for decades, up to over 100 years of that. It's ruined the habitat for countless species and destroyed people's lives in or near the areas it's leaked.
Feet from the proposed path of the Keystone XL pipeline, and she worries about more than 800,000 barrels of oil a day being transported past her home.
My life is on the line here.
Specifically, what all the construction, or worse, an oil spill like the one last year in Arkansas, would do to drinking water, wildlife, and surrounding farms.
If something would happen 275 feet from my home, you would destroy my home.
She's not a genius. She called it because it mattered to her, because it was in her backyard. The oligarchs, the oil companies, that the same orange Mussolini, the orange orangutan that went down to Mar-a-Lago and told all his oil friends that if they give him $1 billion, he'll make sure they'll never have to pay taxes again. It's not in their backyards. That's why it's in yours. That's why it's in yours. It's why it's in yours, Native Americans, because you know for sure you don't mean anything to them. You haven't for a long time. I'm not giving you any news. I'm just keeping it real. Scientists have concluded that industrial development and wildfires in the tar sands region, Alberta, Canada, have strip mined and degraded nearly 2 million acres of boreal forest since the turn of the millennium. And it's not stopping. It's not stopping. To top that off, YouTube, the amount of water they use in that process rivals what a small city uses every single day just to extract it. That's before they get it in the pipeline to spill onto your farm. The devastation left behind is what should be called sophisticated genocide. Yeah, that's it. But sadly, it's not. It's even though over time, the end results are the same as blowing people up, it just takes longer. And they always go unreported. That's the hard part. But that's why I'm here. Because when I tell you that it's been 28, just the Keystone Pipeline, you're going to say to yourself, well, how come I haven't heard about it? Or maybe you have if you're an environmentalist. But let me bring it to your attention. April 28th is the last one. 147,000 gallons. But in December 2022, it was 588,000 gallons. October 31st, 2019, 380,000 gallons. February 6, 2019, another couple thousand gallons. February 6, 2019. February 20th, 2018. November 16th, 2017. December 27th, 2018. April 2nd, 2018. July 24th, 2014. March 7th, 2013. 2011, June 28, May 29th, 2011, May 25th, 2011, May 7th, 2011, March 18th, 2011, March 8th, 2011. Are you getting the picture? Are you getting the picture? February 23rd, 2011. February 3rd, 2011, August 10th, 2010, August 19th, 2010, June 23rd, 2010, May 21st, 2010. You know why 2010 and 2011 had all of those? Because that was the years that it was first made. That was the years it was first put in place after being told by the previous president that they didn't want to do it.
Several years ago, the State Department began a review process for the proposed construction of a pipeline that would carry Canadian crude oil through our heartland to ports in the Gulf of Mexico and out into the world market. This morning, Secretary Kerry informed me that after extensive public outreach and consultation with other cabinet agencies, the State Department has decided that the Keystone XL pipeline would not serve the national interests of the United States. I agree with that decision.
Unfortunately, the powers that be, the people who take the money from the same oligarchs that run the oil companies, put out this big idea with the State Department that it was not going to cause any issues. YouTube, it's done by the same scientists who told people smoking cigarettes for 50 years straight didn't cause cancer, or was at least inconclusive. They make it up. They don't care. Your land, your property, your death, or your life doesn't matter. Ask Flint, Michigan, what they think about the water there. Guys, what makes all of this worse is every time I hear somebody yell out, drill, baby, drill. Drill, baby, drill. Get the Keystone Pipeline. You know that you're just acting as a mouthpiece for oligarchs who want to step on your necks and have given you the license to get on your knees for them. Open your mouth for them and slob the knob real nice. They love it, and you do too. Because for some reason, you saying drill, baby, drill makes you feel smarter than you are. America has always been, for a long time, the number one exporter of oil. We have enough. We've drilled enough. Just like you go out there and defend Tesla factories, you go out there and defend the richest man on earth. You act as his bodyguard, as if he's giving you anything. You do the same thing for the oil companies because they've convinced you that your stupidity is an asset. Drill, baby, drill. Is that enough drilling for you yet? Because if you don't, if you reprogrammable meatbags don't know that tar sands oil is one of the most toxic of oils to extract and to refine, then wake the fuck up, because between 2010 and 2011, all 20 of those oil sands spilled onto land. You still can't use that land yet. It's that toxic. Drill, baby, drill. I don't need my land. As long as I get to own the libs. You stupid people, wake up. What don't you get yet? We, the intelligent, reasonable citizens of the world, need you to stop believing and regurgitating the fascist propaganda you obediently disseminate like good little obedient, reprogrammable meatbags that you are. Yes, I'm talking to you forced birthers. You may believe you're exempt from the devastation you bring upon the world, or you may want to bring devastation upon the world, believing that it will bring upon the next apocalypse or Jesus will return. I'm a Christian, and I think you're a fucking moron. I'm a Christian, and I think you don't get it. You didn't read it. Your version of Revelation is not been revealed. It's been told to you by someone who's getting money from the oil sands that's destroying North, South Dakota, Texas. Because here's a fun fact. Bringing back Jesus, his return, does not require any effort on your part. If that's what you're thinking, it doesn't require you. You're nothing. It's Jesus. He's gonna come. I guarantee it. People, I know I'm ranting for nothing. I just wanted to give you the update. 2 weeks ago was another spill. The simple fact that you don't believe water is far more important to protect than your oligarchs. If you don't think the water, the environment, the land, the crops is more important to protect than the profits of people who use and abuse you, it's no wonder you vote the way you do. Because you have to turn your brain off in order to do it. Unfortunately, the rest of us still live here. And unfortunately, the rest of us have to live here with you. How do I get it to you? On this channel, we have a few hosts because I realize that my bombast and calling you names doesn't really work. Because I'm not really talking to you. When I speak, I'm speaking to the other blue dots in red states. When I talk, I'm talking to the people who need to be motivated to fight the fascist back. I don't care about you, but I also understand that you need to know too. You're a human being. You live here. So we have other hosts that are more empathetic than I am, and I just don't see it working. Now I'm going to talk about the indigenous peoples because... And you can turn it off here because I know you don't care about them. Throughout the years, tar sands crude oil has been another fine example of the war on indigenous peoples.
And for more reaction now, we're joined by Ariel Duranger. She's the executive director of Indigenous Climate Action and a member of Athabasca Chipewyan First Nation. Those lands are just upstream from some of Alberta's biggest energy projects. Ariel, I assume it's safe to say that you are welcoming this announcement from Biden.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a step in the right direction. We have, as the country of Canada, we've signed on to the Paris Agreement. We've made commitments to climate change. We've made promises to Indigenous communities to respect Indigenous rights and uphold our say over our lands and territories. And yet we're still seeing these types of projects not just pushed onto our own communities, but now we're trying to force them into other nations.
So can you explain what kinds of impacts the oil and gas industry has had on your community over the past decades?
You know, the oil sands development is one of the largest infrastructures on planet Earth. So it's a huge undertaking that requires a massive amount of resources, not just the land in which these projects exist on, but it involves the extraction of massive amounts of water. It involves the importing of natural gas in order to process these plants and pull the oil away from the soil and create this oil. What that results in is not just this physical imprint of the projects themselves, but a destabilization of the ecosystems beyond the project limit boundaries. And this has huge implications on the communities in and around the extraction zone, from the water table destabilization, the water contamination, the air quality, and the quality of life, and our ability to continue practicing treaty and Aboriginal rights to hunting, fishing, and trapping, and accessing our traditional territories in a safe way. And overall, the quality of health for many of the communities has severely diminished since these projects have taken off in the 90s.
So I know it doesn't matter to you, Hulkamania. I know it doesn't matter to you. But the cancer rates per capita for the indigenous people in the region of North America, where the tar sands are extracted and piped through, are in the top five for cancer anywhere. Do you MAGA chuds understand you're either already in or soon to be in the same situation before Jesus gets here? More than likely. This is not a partisan issue. This is the literal survival of everyone. You see, we have to live here with you. The word with you means you have to live here too. How many people you know died from cancer? I can ask that question with a lot of confidence because I know the numbers. Every person watching this has been affected by it. You don't think that Native American cancer is the same as Kansas white guy cancer. Christian woman in the Baptist church cancer is the same as black mama cancer. It's the cancer. Stupid. You're affected by this. You're here with us. It's not a partisan issue. No clean water, soil, or air means genocide for indigenous people. But more importantly for you, it means genocide for you sooner or later. But you're hoping that you'll be dead and it'll just pass on to your kids, maybe. Or maybe you're just hoping Jesus will come first. Either way, is that what Jesus would do? You don't care about the cancer. You don't care about the land, the environment. I know, because it's about the money. But since it's about the money, you MAGA Republicans, you conservatives, you right wing, whatever you want to call it, I can put it in terms that just might sink in. North Dakota heavily depends on clean water to water their crops and bring in billions of dollars every year. It's the money, right? It's the money. Rye, 6.6 million. Chickpeas, 8.5 million. Oats, 17.3 million. Lentils, 33.8 million. Flaxseed, 60 million. Peas, 66 million. Barley, 115. Sunflower, 241. Potatoes, 247. Wheat, 1.8 billion. Corn, 2 billion. All ungrowable for hundreds of years. Because you wouldn't listen to the warnings of the indigenous people that they've been telling you. Yes, your dear leaders are not going to save you from your own belligerent denial that water is life. And without it, life ends. Billion-dollar industry ends. And while it's ending, and your mother suffers from cancer, because whatever food does grow nearby is contaminated. The water supply is contaminated, while our families die, while cancer rips through your cities and towns, not just the ones where the oil sands are. You will cry your salty ass tears and blame the libs, then go on to serving your corporate masters, standing in front of Tesla dealerships. Not my Elon. Jesus Christ, he's not even paying you for security services. You'll go on to go, drill, baby, drill. Not knowing that we already have more oil than we could ever use here. Not ever, it will run out. But we sell it all, we don't use it. The oil companies make more money when they sell the oil we make here overseas. It's not going to lower your gas prices. If so, it would have already. We sell more oil than any other country already. Tell me, when did it lower the gas price? Then you go on to serving your corporate masters someplace else, and your farms can no longer grow healthy crops. And it's all because you believe lies. If there's anything you could take from this, if anything you can take from this story, it's the timeline. Remember when they said, it's going to be safe for the environment? One party said, nah, I don't think so. The next party came in, told you drill, baby, drill, and because it had exactly three words, like the books that you know how to read, you said with your fucking broken tooth, yeah, that sounds good to me! And now, millions of acres of lands can't grow anything anymore. And just 2 weeks ago was the 28th burst. The next time it comes up, what am I asking? Of course you're going to say drill, baby, drill, because you didn't get this far in the video yet. You don't care. Listen, guys, that's the news. All I can tell you is, before we can even do any of that, we've got to keep the democracy and save a couple lives at a time. And that's what we're doing. That's what our resistance is about. But we're going to keep giving you the news you need to know. And yeah, the environment that we all live in is a part of that. If you want to join our resistance, you know what to do. The email address is right there. You will be vetted thoroughly if you want to join the special ops team where we do special things. You can guess. But if you want to be a part of that, it's important. It comes with risk. And you get vetted thoroughly. If you want to help join the marketing team or the writing team or just help this channel grow, because you think it's important to hear news like this that they're not showing anywhere else, hit that email and say that then. That requires a lot less, but it's still important. We need the marketing. We need someone with those skills that can market. We're looking for people with writing skills. We're looking for people to be researching. We're looking for people to make accounts and go find the evildoers so we can bring them to justice, so we can expose them right here. If you feel like you want to be a part of that, at the very least, press subscribe, press like. And if you join the channel, you get perks, live chats. This Tuesday, we're doing a live chat with our Patreon members. And then we're bringing in also the channel members, all of you who've pressed join. And it's just for y'all. It's just to say thank you. Educate yourself, educate others, and then come back for more. Hey, yeah, you. Before you click away to watch someone unbox a tactical toothbrush, let's talk about something real. Political Drain isn't just another content mill. We're a digital front in a very real war. Not with bullets, but with ideas, with action, and with solidarity. We pair urgent news with critical education. And we build community around actual resistance, not the hashtag kind. The kind that moves. But here's the thing. None of this is free. It isn't. Behind every video is time, labor, research, and some weird guy asking if we're going to pay the hosting bill. And yeah, some of that money goes to things we can't necessarily say out loud. If you know, you know. Let's just say our special ops aren't Call of Duty LARPers. They're people making real moves to protect, uplift, and organize. You're not just funding a channel. You're funding a resistance network in a world where capital still calls the shots. Unfortunately, in a system built on artificial scarcity, even mutual aid has a price tag. And if we want to grow, if we want to win, we need your help. We need your help. So if you've got even a few bucks to spare, toss it our way. It's not for ads. It's not for merch drops, but for people making moves in the shadows so others can do it in the light. It's just us and you. So fund the mission. Fund the fight. Fund the future. Because nobody's coming to save us. We save each other. That's how this works. Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe even get some merch.
That was the Political Drain podcast, which can be heard on groovechillradio.com/political-drain and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.